Well, hey friends, welcome to Northern Ireland. I haven't done a video for a while, so I thought I'd do a quick update, let you know what is going on. Welcome to a cold Northern Ireland. I'm here, it's actually June, left Massachusetts 2-3 days ago. It was wonderful, glorious weather, and it's really cold here, but it's great to be here. We flew in on Tuesday. We're doing services we were with on the streets every day. We've been seeing so many healings, seeing people come to Jesus every day. We were in the streets in Armagh on Wednesday at the Vibe Church. Yesterday, the streets of Cookstown and with Liberty Church there. So many neat things yesterday. I prayed for a lady with arthritis in her knee, and she literally said, I can give you 30 seconds, I've got to be at work. And we prayed for her and she sort of limped off, and I wandered into the same store later and she was like, I'm healed. And prayed for a lady who works in a church there with a brace on her hand and wrist. She said her pain level was 9 out of 10, and we prayed for her. I think we prayed 3 times. The Lord completely healed her, zero pain, and having a great time here. I'm recording this on a Friday morning. Hey, we're going to be over in the town of Newry later doing some evangelism. If anybody's watching this and you see this, you want to join us, you're welcome to join us in the Butterfields shopping center there. We'll be going to the town of Newcastle, having some fish and chips, the Mourne Mountains. Hey, tomorrow, that is Saturday, June 8th, we're going to be all day long with Freedom Life Center in Camlow near Newry, doing a healing conference. So it starts at 10:30, lunch is free, 1 o'clock and then 7 p.m. And we're really going to take people on a journey into healing and health. We'll be there again on Sunday morning at that church, Freedom Life Center. Monday, we're in the streets of Belfast, healing the sick in Belfast. So again, if anybody wants to join us. Today I'm in Balliard's Castle. We're staying in a castle in Ireland. How cool is that? Hey, looking forward to being back in America next week. I'm going to spend 2-3 days in Belfast, fly back to the US. I'm actually going to be doing the couple of services in New Hampshire on the Saturday, doing the Merge service on the Saturday of next week. I'll be in Sturbridge Worship Center on the Sunday. On the Monday, I fly to Canada, and we have two healing events in Calgary, Canada. So lots of great things happening today. My wife, Leah, some of you know she's been with her mum. You know, her father went to be with the Lord about a week ago. So she and Dylan have been in Paris, France, but they're flying into Ireland today. We're looking forward to seeing them. Boom. Hey, let me share something with you guys real quick. But I've been on a journey myself recently, just in my own life, thinking about personal evangelism. And I've been asking myself the question, really for 2-3 months now, how do I want to live for the rest of my life in terms of soul winning, of sharing my faith, praying for the sick, outside of the context of churches and conferences and meetings? And, you know, I came to the conclusion that on the whole, I'm really good at preaching the gospel in a church, in a crusade, you know, somebody rents a hall, invites me. I do that as a living. I've done that many years. I'm at ease doing that, leading 10, 20 people to Jesus in that kind of setting. For me, I've never really been at ease with one-on-one evangelism or praying for the sick. I've done it, of course, and occasionally God really sets things up, and you know, we all have those testimonies. But for me, it's never been a daily thing. It's never been a normal thing. And to some degree, I've always probably gone, well, God's called me to do, you know, more the pulpit thing, and that's true. Or maybe that's not my personality type. I'm not the Todd White. I'm not the whatever. And sometimes we can hide behind those reasonings. And about 2 months ago, I decided, you know, how do I want to live for the rest of my life? Even if it's a little bit uncomfortable to get there, how do I want to live? And I decided I want to be the guy who, I decided I want my average day, I want to speak to 10 people about Jesus. My average day, I want to win somebody to Jesus just wherever I go. The average day, I want to pray for the sick in the streets, just normal life. And I can't expect the people in my churches, in my hometown, to do that if I'm not consistently doing it. In effect, I need to be doing it 10 times more than anybody else's. If I want the people in my church to speak to one person a day about Jesus, I should speak to 10. And I've been on a journey doing that, and I'm going to be teaching into that more in the next few weeks and months. But I want to give you one little verse. I'm about to share that with my team here that I've found really transformational. I think the key to evangelism really comes down to this one verse. and it's in the little epistle of Philemon, which is literally a one chapter, epistle in the Bible. And in Philemon chapter 1 verse 6, it says, "The communication of our faith is made effective or effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in us in Christ Jesus." Now, I know that's a big mouthful. It's one verse. Let me say it again. The sharing of our faith, the communicating of our faith, is made effective or effectual by the constant acknowledging of every good thing which is in us, which is in Christ Jesus. And really what Paul is saying there is the way you show your faith effectively, it's not about technique, it's not about cool marketing strategies, it's by constantly acknowledging who you are in Christ Jesus. When you spend the whole day saying, "I am in Jesus, I am righteous, I am free, I'm a conqueror, I'm an overcomer, you know, God is in me, greater is He that's in me." It's doing that that makes you effectively communicate your faith. Hey, I've got to run, we've got a meeting here in a minute, but I want to encourage you, spend the day today acknowledging. Heaven already acknowledges who you are in Christ, but you need to do that here on the earth. Boom. Thanks for watching, guys. Drop me a line, drop me a comment below. I'd really love to hear from you, and bless you as you walk with the King of Kings. Bye for now.